Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Hello and Shalom Aleichem. Welcome back to today's Daf, Menachos Pei Gimel. We begin on Pei Beis Amud Beis, 1, 2, 3 lines off the bottom. So the starting point again is this is the pasuk that we started yesterday, which wraps together all the karbanos and mentions them. It mentions them each one by name. Zois haTorah la'olah v'la'mincha v'la'chatas v'la'asham v'la'miluim u'l'zevach hashlamim. What's the message? What's this pasuk teaching us by connecting all the karbanos one to the other? The answer is to compare notes, to learn one from the other. We began with Oila yesterday, which teaches that just like the Shechit of the Oila, this is learned way back from Avraham Avinu's Oila, way back on Akedas Yitzchak, required a sakin, a knife, a klisharis. Likewise, today's Oila needs the same. Likewise, today's other karbanos as well. So we compare other karbanos to the oila to require a knife. What about mincha? What do we learn from mincha? What's unique in mincha that will now be transferred to other karbanos as well? Mincha, ma mincha eino nechelas ella lezichre kehuna. Just like a mincha is consumed only by the zacharim amongst the kohanim, as the pasuk clearly says, called zachar bivnei aron yichlena. Likewise, other karbanos will have the same system. Afkol ein echolin elo lezichakun. Other karbanos are only consumed by zacharim amongst the kohanim. Now, which karbon are you talking about? Ichatas va'ashem. Are you talking about ichatas va'ashem? Well, they have their own source. We don't need to compare them to mincha. Behedya, ksiv, it clearly says, you know, it has to be for the zachar. By the chatas, it says, kol zachar b'kayhanam yichal oisa. Likewise, by the asham, the pasuk says, kol zachar b'kayhanam yichlanu. So there's no need to learn from this halacha from mincha. Izivchei shal mitzibur. Is it to provide a source that the public shlamims, which is the two kvasim that are brought on Shavuos as a shlamim, it's called the zivchei shal mitzibur, that we know from the Gemara that it's only meant for zecharim, and the source will be this pasuk, by connecting it to the mincha. Again, they have their own source. Midabui dekreik asay, they have their own source. Pasuk says b'kodesh hakadoshim teichlenu kol zachar yechal oisai. And that's an extra pasuk. So we learn that it applies to the limud al zivchei shal mitzibur. It's going on these very karbonis to teach us she'ein echolam el zichikun. So why do we need another source for the same? Answers the Gemara, you're right. There are two sources, two opinions as to where we learn it from. Tanoi, ikad ma'islam mehacha. Some learn it from this pasuk here, from Zayis HaTorah. Ikad ma'islam mehacha, and some learn it from the other pasuk. Now, the pasuk mentions, let's go down the list, it goes from Oila to Mincha to Chatos. What do we learn from Chatos? Two other karbonis. Ma Chatos Mekatcha B'Bolua. Just like by Chatos, the Torah clearly says that if any, there's any absorption from the Chatos, let's say you have another piece of meat. Let's say you have a piece of Shlomim sitting next to the Chatos meat and it touched and absorbed from the Chatos. Mekatcha di chatas is mekadish its counterpart below by way of absorption, and the shlamim now is sort of treated like a chatas. It gets the stringencies, it's upgraded in terms of its time frame, in terms of other things like a chatas. Of course, likewise, other karbanis have a similar system. If there's any transfer, mekatcha balua, it's mekadish through absorption. Okay, Asham, what's learned from Asham? Ma Asham ain shfir, just like by Asham, which is only going to be a male, the halacha is that only a zachar can be used for an Asham. So, circumstantially, you can't have shfir, that's the unborn embryo, and the shilya is the sac around it. So those things don't exist by the male Asham. Ain shfir v'shilya kadosh boy, these things cannot be kadosh inside the Asham, right? It doesn't exist. Afka, likewise, by other karbanos, even if they are female karbanos, but if they have any offspring, the Kedusha only arrives upon birth, not in its unborn state. So in that sense, we compare it to the Ashram, which doesn't have that element of Kedusha. Likewise, other Karbanis, Avkoil Ein Shvir, Rishul Yekadosh, because he holds, Rebbe Lezer, who's presenting this whole presentation, Vulade is Kachem, offspring of carbon animals, when do they become Kaddish? Unborn or at birth? Bahavyasam, when they're born. Hein Kedushin, the Kedusha only arrives upon birth. Rashi actually says that the Gemara cites this type of unique term, Bahavyasam, because it's learned from a pasuk. How do we know that the Vladeis of Kachem become Kaddish? Because it says, Asher Yihi Yulucha. Yiyulucha. Ilu Avladeis. So Yiyu is like Havyasan upon their birth and upon their arrival. Henkadosh. Vidanin, and even though you're learning, in reality you're learning something which is possible from something which is an impossibility. You're learning from Ashram where it's not even possible, circumstantial. You can do that. It's a fair equation. Vidanin, we can learn Efshar, the Halacha of a female carbon, where it's possible to have Shvir v'Shilya, we could learn the status of that Mishay Efshar from the Ashram, where it's an impossibility because it's a male. But nevertheless, it's a fair equation. After all, that's the halacha, that's the situation, and we can introduce new kedushas. So we learn everything from the Ashram in terms of Shvir v'Shilya not being kaddish. Further in the pasuk, we have Miluim. Those are the karbanos brought way back in the Mishkan and the Midbar upon inaugurating the Mishkan, and we find that the Torah speaks about leftovers. If there's any leftover meat beyond its time, you have to burn it. But there was no leftover animals. I mean, they only set aside as many as they needed, right? That is exactly what we learn from Miluim to elsewhere. Ma Miluim, Moisrein, the leftover meat, Bestreif, was meant to be burnt. Vein Balachayim, Moisrein, we don't find any leftover animals amongst the leftovers. Any, Bisrefa, there's no burning on leftover animals. Avkol, likewise, by other karbonis, the halacha of burning noiser is strictly limited to basar, not to animals. Avkol, meisrein, bisrefa, vein balachayim, meisrein, bisrefa. Let's say you have extra animals, you set aside a backup, whatever. There would not be a halacha of moiser bisrefa in that case. You take it and you get a blemish and you redeem it and you direct it to the proper. Okay, the pasuk mentions shlamim down the list. What's Shlamim teaching us? You see, what's unique about Shlamim? We find that pigel, the concept of pigel, is learned by Shlamim. That's where the pasuk speaks about it. So if he processes the carbon with the wrong machshava, having a mind to process it, to eat it, the wrong time, so the animal becomes pigel. And likewise, all the accompaniments like the nasachim all but get affected by the pigel as well. So that's what we learn from Shlamim to other karbanis. Ma Shlamim, right? So although the pigel was stated by Shlomim, but now we know that other karbanis, the halacha of pigel also applies to other karbanis. Shlomim, ma shlomim mifaglin, it could affect its accompaniments through the pigel, umispaglin, and the carbon itself becomes pigel as well. Afkol, same applies to other karbanis. Mifaglin, umispaglin. Okay, so this was basically a presentation by Rebbe Lezer, analyzing the pasuk of Mazoyis HaTorah, La'olah v'mincha, L'chatos, etc. Why this extensive list? Because we're going to take the unique qualities of each respective carbon and spread it around. Here comes version number two. Again, based on this pasuk, but instead of Rebbe Lezer, it's Rebbe Akiva. And this is going to lead us to where we're trying to get. We're trying to find out how Rebbe Akiva knows, right, as we started this yesterday. How do we know that according to Rekiva, a davar shabachayv, an obligatory carbon, has to be paid for privately by chulin money as opposed to ma'aseh sheni money? Here it goes. Masnisatana mishmeid Rav Akiva. In the Braisa, we have Rav Akiva quoted as follows. Back to the pasuk zayis ha'toyra v'chulu. So, Oyloh agrees that it's like Rav Elazar, but when it comes to mincha, it's a different version. What do we learn from mincha? You see, just as the Torah teaches that by the chatas, material that gets transferred and absorbed into something else, it affects that and it elevates it to its higher status. Likewise by mincha, if you have a lower level mincha with a higher, you have a dough sitting next to mincha and absorbs on the mincha, it must be treated like the mincha. And that's what we learn from the word mincha in this pasuk, that this absorption, transfer process applies to other karbanos as well. Mincha, ma mincha mekadesh ba'aloa, is mekadesh, its counterpart by way of absorption. Afkol, likewise, any karban, in a similar, you know, circumstance, mekadesh ba'aloa. Now, why does the Torah have to actually highlight this point by chatas and by mincha? That in both cases, if there is a transfer and absorption, it affects its, you know, recipient. It needs to be said by chatas and mincha. Each one has its own highlight. If it's only discussed by a mincha, dough, absorbing from dough, I would say, yeah, it's soft, it's oily, you know, so it... It's highly absorbent, right? Rashi says soilus is highly absorbent, and therefore the absorption will you know affect it, right? So mincha, because of its softness, permeability, it's soilus, it's flour, yeah. But let's say a piece of meat which is more firm, maybe it doesn't have the same effect. The effect is not as profound, and therefore you don't have to reckon with it. Because Rechon b'chatas, on the other hand, if the Torah only speaks about pieces of meat touching, yeah, I would say mishum the basar, yeah, agav the shamein, basar is fatty and greasy, kader, it permeates its recipient, aval mincha, by mincha, maybe it doesn't have the same effect, tzricha. The chiddush is that in both cases, whether it's flour, dough, meat, greasy, not greasy, absorption, transfer, affects its recipient accordingly. Okay, now we go down the list in the pasuk. Why mention chatos by Zeis HaTorah, right? Ma chatos eina bo el min achulin. Here it goes. Just like a chatos must be financed from chulin material, you have to pay for it privately. How do we know? We'll see in a minute. Uba yayim, and has to be processed during daytime. It can only be makir of a carbon during daytime. Uba yayim, it's using the coin's right hand. Avkoil, likewise, any carbon chayva. Number one, ain't a bala menachulin. You have to pay for it privately. But yom a carbon that can only be brought by day. So by the way, here we see Rekiva's source that a carbon chayve must be paid for privately. Okay, next, but yom any carbon has to be brought only by day. Ubiya the yaman is using the coin's right hand. Fine. Says the Gemara, that's learned from chatas. But chatas kufa mino. How do we know that these halachas apply by a chatas as well? Amar chizda makra. Have a pasuk on Yom Kippur. Vivkir arnas aparna chatas ashaloi. Arna Kohen takes his par. What does Asher Loi mean? Loi Mishel Loi. He has to pay for it privately. Loi Mishel Master. He can't use Master money for it. Okay, so hence we know that every Korban Chayva has to be funded privately. Now we learn also from the Chatos that you can only be makir b'Korban by day. And Rashi brings, because in Yom Kippur it says, Kivayoy Mazeh Yechaper Aleichem, you have to be makir by day. Carbon is strictly during daytime. But Yoim asked the Gemara, well, that's from a different pasuk. We learned that from Yom Tzavoysai, that all carbonates have to be processed during daytime. Why do we need a new kedi for nothing, so to speak? Naspa, he put it in. He just sort of attached it to the list. But really, this concept doesn't really need to be learned from this pasuk. We have a different pasuk. Okay. What about the third thing that we learn from Chatos? B'yada Yimanis, that the kohen has to do a krava with his right hand. Again, we have another source for that. We discussed that way back with the rabbah. Bar bar chana nafka, that's one from there. The omar rabbah bar chana, omar ish lakish, kol makim shenema etzba. Take a look at the psukim. Wherever we find the lashon etzba, the kohen's finger, or bakuna, or the word kohen explicitly mentioned, eino el yimin, it means his right hand. And we learned that from Metzora, as we learned back in, you know, beginning of the Masechta. So once again, that's superfluous. We have another source for that. Why do we need a new source over here? Again, the Naspa just came along, by the way, but it wasn't really the primary source. Okay. And finally, we have the word Asham in the Torah, in this Pasuk of Aseis HaTorah. What does the Rekiva learn from Asham? Ma Asham Atzmois of Mutar, just like by an Asham, the bones, which are inedible, are certainly permitted for personal use. You can take it, Rashi says, and make from it a knife handle, right? Because the idea of noisar being burnt is only by edibles, not inedibles. Of course, likewise, all other karbanos, including what, says Rashi, even including an oila, where the bones are meant to be incinerated together with the vashar mizbeach. But let's say a bone popped away, atzmaisim mutar, you could take it for private personal use. Okay. So that pretty much ends our discussion. We started with a question, with a Mishnah, with a halacha, that davar shebechayva, a carbon that which you're obligated to bring, as opposed to a voluntary, an obligatory carbon has to be privately funded. You can't use Masa Sheni money towards the... How do we know that? So we have two sources. Rebbe Lezer learns from Korban Pesach, which in Mitzrayim was not made from Masa. Likewise, every Pesach, every carbon. We have Rebbe Kiva, that it's derived from Chatas, which is mentioned in this passage in conjunction with all the other carbonis, which allows them to learn from the Chatas, which needs to be privately funded. How do we know from Yom Kippur, Asher Loi? So now we have two sources, that Dovar Shebechayva Einoi Bo Eleben Achulim. Okay. Now, Rebbe Lezer yesterday had a different pasuk, which was his source, which Rebbe Kiva obviously doesn't need for that purpose, because he has his own source. In any case, Rebbe Lezer's pasuk was, V'zavachto Pesach LaShem Alekecha Tzoynu Bakar. You meant to offer the Pesach from Tzoyn, light animals, and Bakar, heavy cattle. Well, we know that a Pesach cannot be sourced in cattle, it's got to be goats or sheep, as the pasuk tells. So Rebbe Lezer used that pasuk to teach us davar shebechayva, etc. Now Rebbe Kiva had another source for davar shebechayva. What does he do with that pasuk? Okay, that remains a question mark. Rebbe Kiva says the Gemara, "Hi, v'zavachta Pesach." We turn to him on base. My Avli, what does he do with that pasuk? For a different reason. Meboyle, it's needed for a different halacha. Rav Nachman, davar Nachman. Amar Rav, what about leftovers? You have some leftover, you know, some change. You set aside $1 million for your sheep. It costs only $3.50. You have some change. What do you do with the leftover money? Maisar HaPesach. Unless you have a leftover an animal. You set aside two just in case. And you have a leftover. Maisar HaPesach. Menayin leMaisar HaPesach. Shekarev Shlamim. It's directed into the Shlamim scene. It's used as a Shlamim. Shenam Ovev Pasach. This very Pasach. As a Vachta Pesach Hashem. Okay, so in a Bakar. A Pesach is either trying to Bakar. And the question is, it's not. Pesach needs to be light animals, sheep, goats. Ella, rather, the pasuk is speaking about a maisar pesach. Sometimes pesach material, leftover money, leftover animal, will be used for a korban shlomim, which can hail from cattle as well. So it's interchangeable. Ella maisar pesach yehiladover should be used for something, a type of korban habom and atoyim nabaka that can hail from either toyim nabaka, which is a shlomim. Ask the Gemara, we have another source for this very halacha of Moisar. We actually have two more sources. V'amach nafka. So this halacha, that extra Pesach goes to Shlomim, is from here. Mid avod ishmol nafka. It's from avod ishmol's drash l'chsiv. So this is actually the psukim that discuss Shlomim. The parasha of Shlomim. L'chsiv v'im minat tzoyin karbonai. L'zevach Shlomim. So tzoyin can either refer to sheep or goats, right? Now the words L'zevach Shlomim is extra because the pasuk is talking about it. That's the discussion, L'zevach Shlomim, that's the topic. So why mention L'zevach Shlomim? V'amar Vod Shmuel, the extra expression refers to a different concept. Dover HaBomen HaTzoyin, a Korban Pesach, which comes from Tzoyin, from light animal, Yehei L'zevach Shlomim, sometimes can be redirected as a Shlomim if it's extra. Okay? So we have another pasuk for the same halacha. What's the point of repetition? Furthermore, v'akati, and still we have yet a third pasuk. That Moisar Pesach is a shlom. Macha nafka, is it from here? Masar nafka, we have a different pasuk. The Sanya, listen to this brisa. Again, back to the discussion of Parsha Shlomim, Vayikra Per Gimel. It says, im kevesu makrif, which is extra because it already says, v'imen atzoin, that's the pasuk we just quoted a minute ago. And tzoin, like we said, covers either sheep or goats. And later on it says a goat. So now, obviously, now it's a sheep. Why mention the word sheep by name? L'rabbi es ha-pesach l'alya, it's coming to tell you that just as by a sheep, which is a shlam, a real shlam, the alya, the tail area, is put on the mizbeach. Likewise, this applies to Korban Pesach as well. So if you have a Korban Pesach, not a Shlomim, a Pesach, real Pesach, which happens to be a sheep, the Alya is offered on the Mizbeach. Okay, so this extra word is coming to include even the Pesach with respect to Alya. Okay, Kshu'imer Im Keves. Now, what's the word Im Keves about? Im, what's Im? Lahavi Pesach Shavar Shnosei. The extra word is coming to cover the leftover Pesach. A Pesach which is past its year. A Pesach is only kosher within the first year of its birth. So it's past the first Ushlam Haba Hamachmas HaPesach, Or let's say you have the Shlomo, which comes along with the Pesach, that's the Chagiga, Shalmi Chagiga, which comes together with the Korban Pesach and Erev Pesach. So the Pasuk is telling us that these are sort of pseudo Shlomims, and they're meaning they're not the standard Shlomim, but they have the din of Shlomim. L'chol mitzvah Shlomim. All the mitzvahs of Shlomim apply to them. So not only to the original routine Shlomim, even to these sort of new variations of Shlomim, the extra Pesach, which is treated like a Shlomim, or the Shlomim that comes with the Pesach on. Which mitzvahs are we talking about? Shitano, they require smicha, leaning on the animal, right? V'nesachim, right? Utnubat chaz v'shayt, the waving of chaz v'shayt. All these things apply just like they would be. It would apply to regular shlam. Smicha, v'nesachim, utnubat chaz v'shayt. Now, k'shu'ayim avim eiz. Hifzegin. The next chapter there, v'im eiz, is separating. Drawing a line between the keves, discussed earlier, and the eiz, discussed going forward. Hipsukin, what's the point of separating them? To give it its own rules. Limeid, it comes to teach us, alo eiz she'eina tuna alya. Only the alya of the keves is offered on the mezbech, but not of the eiz. It has a different, runs a different track. So bottom line, we have three sources that Moisar Pesach is erected to shlamim. What's the point of having three sources for the same halacha? Says the Gemara, actually, there are three variations of Moisar Pesach, each one requires its own pasuk. You can't really learn one from the other. Lasa kroyksib, runs three pesukim. Each one with its own purpose. Chad, one is la'avar zmanai, varashnasa, one is for a case where the animal is past the zman, it's past Pesach. It cannot be used for carbon Pesach anymore, simply due to, the calendar factor. V'avar shnasa, furthermore, it's overage. Past its first birthday. Totally rejected. Still, it's going to be used as a shlam. Next pasuk is for a slightly different variation of leftovers. V'chad lo'avar zmanai, it's past the time, past the Pesach, but not yet past its birthday. Lo'avar shnasai. So it's not as rejected. And third, v'chad, the next pasuk, lo'avar zmanai, v'lo'avar shnasai, it's not even past Pesach, certainly not past its birthday. It's still before Pesach, but it's extra. You already have another one. It's used as a shlom. It's richi, and really all three psukim are needed. You can't really compare one to the other. Each one has its own unique flavor. The e ashminan avar zman v'avar shnasi. Had we only discussed the most severe rejected one, past Pesach, past its birthday, mishum d'tchil l'gam is completely off the track. So yeah, that's good for a shlom. Avar zman v'avar shnasi. Well, let's say it's past Pesach, but it's still age appropriate. The chazal Pesach sheni technically can be used for Pesach sheni. Emulei, perhaps you can't directed for a shlam at this point. Comes the pasuk and says yes. V'yashminav zmanav l'shnasei. So even though theoretically it can be used Pesach Sheni, it's already rejected because it wasn't needed anymore. He already had a different, Karm Pesach. So it's going to be a shlam. V'yashminav zmanav l'shnasei. Again, had we only discussed this case, I can understand the itchilim Pesach Rishon, because after all, it's been shut out of Pesach Rishon, so it's already off the track. Let's say it's still before Yom Tov, and it's still age appropriate. It's still technically can be used for Pesach Rishon. Perhaps you can't just take and use it as a shlamim. Tzricha comes to Pesach and says, you could. Look, he has another one. This is extra. It's going to be for a shlamim. Okay, so far we covered two topics today. We have the halacha of Davar Shebechayva, Loibalim and Achulin, we have two sources for that. And we have the Allah that Moisar Pesach Karev Shlamim in all circumstances, in all situations. Hadran Allah, Hatoy Doisabo, says the Mishnah. Kol Karbonis, Rashi says over here, Karbonis means Menachis. We're talking about specifically flour, grain oriented offerings, Menachis. Whether it's Hatziva, public offerings like the Omer, etc., Vayachar, or private offerings, they can come from anywhere, any material, any crop, Boy Mena Oretz, Umechutzl Oretz, it can be sourced in local crop or imported crop, mina chadash, mina yashan, new crop, last year's crop, except there are two exceptions. Chutz mina oimer, u'shtei alechem. The oimer on the 16th day of Nisan, u'shtei alechem on Shavuos, they're limited. Shein el boi el mina chadash, they must be sourced from the new crop only, this year's crop, mina oretz, grown locally in Eretz Yisrael. But in general, all karbonos v'chulon ein el boi el mina mufchor, you meant to try to obtain the best, highest quality material. Examples of which are Vezeo Mukhashlam. Give me some examples where you can find good flour. So there's a place called Machnes, Machnim, Machmas. Vizinucha, these two locations are alpha. Rashi says alpha is like the alpha in Greek. That's the best, top quality. The Rambam Pirshei Mishnah learns alpha means to teach, to convey. Those two places are known. They have a reputation of providing the best lasoilas, the best grain, the best flour for menachos. That's where you go to find the best. Second best Shneiland is Afarim, another place, Bebika in the valley. Okay, Kol Haaretz Lo Yikshiras technically can get from anywhere in Eretz Yisrael. All provinces are okay, El Mekano Mivin, but they would prefer these places because of their high quality material. Now, in the Mishnah, we learned that unlike all menachos, the Omer Shtei Lechem are limited to Chadash and Eretz Yisrael. Otherwise, they're not kosher. Masis like Haitanus, our Mishnah, which insists that only new material be used for the Omer Shtei Lechem, the Leikei Hatanus, is unlike the following Shita, which says that by the Eved, even old material can be used for the Omer Shtei Lechem. The Sani Omer Abba Mina Yoshen, kosher. If you take Yoshen, aged grain for the Omer, it works. Likewise, Shtei Lechem, Habois Mina Yoshen is also Ksheiris. El Shechis and Mitzvah, you missed out an opportunity. It's meant to be from the new crop, but it works. Our mission disagrees. Our mission says it has to be new crop only. Continues the Brice. How do I know? Omer, by the Omer, the chsiv takriv, the extra word takriv, takriv es minachas bikurecha, teaches us, I feel that I didn't even take it from the upstairs, from the storage. What about shtei alechem, the chsiv, Moshe v'seichem taviu? Moshe v'seichem teaches us, v'loi min chutz la'aretz, it can't be imported from outside Eretz Yisrael, it has to be from where your dwelling is, from Eretz Yisrael. And likewise, Moshe v'seichem teaches us, I feel min aliyah. As long as it's local material, even if it's from the storage, it's okay. It says, well, what do you mean? You learned this word, Moshe Sechem, has already been used a minute ago for to exclude the Chutlaretz. Ha'afikte. The answer is no. We're actually dwelling on the next word. Amakro Taviyu. You're right. Mi Moshe Sechem teaches locally grown. Taviyu expands it to even last year's crop. So if it's locally grown, it's okay, even if it's last year's crop. Afilu min aliyah. Ask the Gemara, but Taviyu is unavailable. It's been used a couple of weeks ago for something else regarding the quantity in terms of the breads of the karban toida. You compare it to the shtei alechem, right? V'afikti, it's been used for the other pasuk. Sorry, v'amibayle, it's needed for the other drasha shekol shata mevi mimalkemacher, another mincha which is also sourced in chametz like the karban toida. Those breads have to be the same size. Hare hukazeh. So taviu has already been used im kain. You can learn both things. Why? If it's only to teach us that Allah would say Tavi, my Tavi, the extra love, teaches us both things, Tashmona Tarti, our halacha today as well. Ask the Gemara, so you mean you can use old wheat? Vaksiv Rashis, it says that the Omer is meant to be Rashis, the first cut, right? And that applies to the shtei lechem as well. Right, it says reishis k'tzirchem, and by the shtei lechem it says karban reishis. How could you use old material? You write the mitzvah. You meant to do it, but if you don't, it still works. Haksev chadasha says the Gemara, but the Torah repeats itself for emphasis. By the shtei lechem says, make sure it's new. You can't say it's just a mitzvah, it's not essential, it's pretty critical if it's emphasized and repeated. Well, it says the Gemara, Hami Bailuk the Sanya, this pasuk is coming for a different purpose. It's not coming to emphasize the requirement of the new crop, to require a new crop. Bailuk the Sanya is needed for something else. Rabnasin Rabbi Akiva Amru, Shtei Alechem Abois Min Ayoshak Shiris. Truthfully, if you take last year's crop for the Shtei Alechem, it works. No, what about this pasuk Chadasha? Mani Mekayim, how do I fulfill the directive in this pasuk, which calls it mincha chadasha? Umani became chadasha shli chadasha l'cham menachas. Means to say like this: shtei alechem is meant to be the first offering. You're not meant to bring any karbonis, any menachas, whatever, from this year's crop before you bring the shtei alechem. But the shtei alechem itself, ironically, can contain last year's material. But it sort of opens the door. It turns on the green light to allow further bringing of karbanis of this year's crop, right? But the shtei alechem itself, if you happen to bring it from last year's crop, it's okay. It opens the door, and from now on, you can bring offerings of the new crop. Now, Adkan Leipligil B'chadosh, this whole, you know, discussion between the Mishnah, which says only new material, the Braisa, which says even last year, that's only regarding that question. Aval Ba'aretz Leipligil, there's no question in terms of sourcing the material from here or long distance. All agree it has to be locally grown from Eretz Yisrael. Leipligil the Omer Shtealechem Me'aretzin M'chutz La'aretz Leipligil has to be from Eretz Yisrael, not from Chutz La'aretz. Kimad Leipligil Tana. This is going to be in dispute of the next Tana, who says you can even bring the Omer from outside Eretz Yisrael, the Sanya, basically the Omer ba mechutz la'aretz. The Omer material can be sourced from outside Eretz Yisrael, mani mekayim kisavoy la'aretz. Why does the Torah refer to entering the land? In terms of timing, it applies starting that point. They're not chayiv until they enter. Shleim is chayiv ba'omer kodem shenichon shalaretz. They're only chayiv to bring the Omer from that point onward. But once that happens, technically the Omer can be brought from anywhere. And the reason is like this, because he holds chadash, the prohibition against a person even privately consuming new crop until the 16th day of Nisan, until Omer is brought. Today we don't have the Omer, so we have to wait for the day to come. This concept, even outside Eretz Yisrael, is also not Torah. It's not just the Rabban. B'chutz La'aretz, the Raisi. Why? Because the pasuk in forbidding the eating of the new crop until the Omer is offered refers to Moshvei Seichem, which is not limited to Eretz Yisrael. Come, welcome, shatam yeshvim mashma. First, to any place of our residences, wherever we live. Okay, so even outside Eretz Yisrael. Although the pasuk says when you enter, again, that's only in terms of timings. Man biyayi. When you enter, the whole chadash system gets activated, which prohibits consumption before the Omer until the Omer is actually offered. Now, even the Raisi, once we establish that the grain material, even outside Eretz Yisrael, is forbidden because it's labeled as chadash, the Raisi, in Atayra, akruvin, amir akruvin, makruvin. So logic would say that you can use it for the Omer as well, because let's think, the Omer is a sampling, right, of the new crop. When that's offered on the Mizbech, it permits the new crop. So since the material outside Eretz Yisrael is also covered by this Isser, by this system, assumingly it can also be used to dispense the Chiyat, to supply the material for the Omer. So according to the Shita, the Omer can come even B'chutz La'aretz. In terms of Shteya Lechem, there's a Shaila Nachronim. Some say it applies only to Omer. Some say it applies even to Shteya Lechem. Okay, in any case, generally a Mincha can be sourced from any material, new, old, local, long distance, except for the Omer Shteya Lechem, which according to the Mishnah needs to be local and fresh, new. According to the Bryce in the Gemara, even old can still work. And according to the Rishon Yehuda, even Omer from B'chutz La'aretz is kasher. Hatzlacha Rabba, Psuros Tevis, and all the best.